on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Once a week, myself, Aisling Bonner, the women of Dublin, we come together. We do a virtual shake hands and we say, let's embarrass Dave.
Mm. We all hold hands together and so, we sing Kumbaya.
That's just a wonderful time.
Yeah,
it's
a it really
wonderful
is.
Time.
No, what we really do, though, is, yes, embarrass Dave, but also just test him on all things girly. The girly quiz is a big deal on our show. It's been going for quite some time and it's kind of hard to believe that we still have stuff to quiz Dave about when it comes to ladies, females, etc.
How you come up with questions every single week is beyond me. And you've never repeated a question. It's just bizarre to me.
That's a fact. We never have. We've got a very, very, a document that's very well labelled. And once a question has been asked, it's been highlighted and moved through different sections.
Yeah. And there's a bank of questions on reserve as well.
Yeah.
Questions that you have to get right. You have to get all three right in order to win the week, Dave. You do have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, a 50-50, and the other is a phone a female. And we've Holly standing by as your
nice
phone
one,
a female
Holly,
this
thank
morning.
You.
Holly is there, yeah.
We do say as well on the girly quiz that sometimes, you know, we get into talk about lady bits and you might have had these types of chats with your kids perhaps. So keep the hand hovering over the volume button if you so wish. But I think, again, today, probably all right.
Yeah, I think this, sometimes we go really hard by being like, be really careful with the hand on the dial. But I think today it's like, be grand.
Be all right.
Be all right. Let's get into it. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, Dave, is what are lowlights? I love his face. I wish you could see his face. Look, guys, we need a girly quiz TV show.
Yeah, there needs to be a live cam.
Yeah, a live cam. Like, what are lowlights, Dave?
When you turn, like...
So don't turn off the light.
When you turn them down, like when you... What are you doing?
It's an Enrique Iglesias song. It's very old.
Like you.
Shut up, Dave. Don't need to be mad.
You slag me, I slag you. You get me on the girly quiz, I get you back.
Yeah. 30 is old now, yeah. You're offending everyone listening to us.
You're 31.
Sugar, I am and all. Right about that.
Lowlights. Lowlights, I'd imagine, are something to do with highlights. Because of the opposite.
Okay.
Right. Oh! So highlights, okay, so I got highlights, I got blonde highlights in and I'm like, they're at the top, right? So like they're kind of the tips, they're
the
highlights.
The tips at the top of your head.
Whether it's the lowlights, would they be at maybe the bottom of the tips of hair maybe?
The roots?
The roots, that, there we go, the roots. Lowlights, that would make the most sense. Well, actually what would make the most sense is when you turn the lights down. That would make the most sense. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. You've got a couple of options. You can go with a guess. You can use your 50-50.
I think it'd be really stupid, but I don't want to lose that because I don't know the answer. So I think I'm going to call in Holly.
All right, Holly's there. Good morning, Holly.
Morning,
Holly.
How are you?
Morning.
Are you good?
Not too bad. I did a literal face palm there when you said about the tips and the roots and the...
A face palm. Oh, great. Oh, well, thank God I came to you then.
We love a judgmental phone of female, Holly.
Thank God I came to you then.
I'm so sorry.
All right, Holly, 30 seconds on the clock. Tell me, what are lowlights?
Well, when you think about the highlight, is lightening your hair.
Yeah.
So if you have light hair, you might want to get lowlights to put a bit...
the
darker picture.
Again, I wish
sense.
We had a live feed because the realisation just dawning is
so
entertaining.
Ash, if you were going to want to go blonde, you'd get highlights. Emma, would you go lowlights because you're quite blonde?
I guess
if she wants to go darker brown.
If she wants to go darker brown, so you'd get lowlights. Brilliant.
Did that occur to you at all, Dave?
Not in the slightest.
It might be the most self-explanatory question we've ever asked on the girly quiz.
It's just a simple game of opposites, really, but
thankfully Holly was there and of course she's absolutely correct.
Woo! Thanks, Holly.
Thank you, Holly. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Are you a first-time phone a female?
Yeah, I am. And I did kind of have a hard sex with a guy. I'm guessing that. But.
You did great, Holly.
Added to the list of all the ladies who've helped you out. It's Holly. Thank you, Holly.
Thanks,
a great
Holly.
Day.
No problem, guys. You
chat you later. Okay, we move. One out of one so far.
All right, Dave.
I've lost the jugular lifeline.
Yeah, you have. Question number two is a multimedia question.
A multimedia question? I studied multimedia in college.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you're going to be great at this. Question number two. This song is famously used on an ad for what product?
I'm your Venus. I'm your fire.
Yeah, haven't a clue.
Ah, you're joking. Are you serious?
I don't watch TV like that much.
But this was quite big, like, back when you did watch TV.
Venus.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it again, just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Everyone sing along now.
have this like weird image of someone with something on their feet.
On their feet?
Yeah, like Venus. Is it for a razor maybe? Like,
do you shave your
I'm your Venus,
you
I'm your fire, your desire. I'm gonna say, I just have this image of someone putting their feet maybe up on a bath or something, like, and shaving their legs. Again, I'm not 100% sure, which makes me think, should I simplify it? Because then, but then I'll be on my own for question three. Right.
Which is a scary place to be.
Let's simplify.
Going for the simplify. All right, entering simplify mode.
Off you go, Ash.
I feel like they've gotten worse over time.
No hate, please.
No hate, please.
Question two, Dave. This song is famously used on an ad for what product? I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your fire. Is it A, razors? Or B, shampoo?
Oh.
Again, bring us a live feed, please.
Could be shampoo. I'm gonna go with razors. I'm gonna go. I said razors. I'm gonna go with my gut.
Say it with your chest.
It's razors. Yeah. Let's
well
go.
Done. So you obviously have.
I had
seen
something
the
in
legs.
My head. I don't know what it was, but it was something.
Young Dave looking
quite
at those
an
legs.
Iconic ad campaign. You know, I was looking it up, and they've got like newer versions of the song, and now it's like real. Like it's real. Ellie Goulding. It's like I'm your Venus.
No.
Oh, sick. Bring back Bananarama.
Final question, can he win the week? Bearing in mind he is now completely on his own.
I'm
Dave,
lifelineless.
Name one thing a woman should do before going in for her laser hair removal appointment. Think of the preparation for something like that.
Make sure the kids can get home from school on time.
Yeah.
Make sure the dishwasher's empty.
Dave!
This is serious now. Come
no,
on.
And don't be misogynistic.
I was not being misogynistic. I was more so saying, what are some tasks that people need to do before they do other things? Cycle to the shop. I don't know.
Emptying the
bungee jump. What is the question again?
Name one thing a woman should do before going in for her laser hair removal appointment.
Laser hair removal. I would imagine they'll ask you to. Oh, would they ask you to shave? Yes, that's exactly what they do. They would ask you to shave because they're not gonna laser hair removal hairs that are really, really long. So they're gonna ask you to shave.
As in just for less mess and less sweeping up, like.
I also don't think lasers could get rid of hairs that are like
existing.
Centimeter long or things like that. Like I don't think a laser could get rid of my hair.
Have you ever seen Spy Kids?
Pew pew.
I'd say they ask you to shave. Final answer.
You're absolutely
come on.
Oh. Correct.
Oh, thank God for that.
That was really good. I actually think the first time I learned that you had to shave before laser, I was very surprised.
I just thought logically.
You're like, why should I have to do the job before you do the
I'm
job?
Like, you do it.
And also because with waxing, you're encouraged to have a lot of hair growth.
Exactly.
So that the wax can grab
right,
your hair.
Okay.
Which you obviously learned on the worst show ever a few weeks
three
ago.
For three, I won the girly quiz and only a little bit of misogyny. Not bad. Not bad.
Ooh, we're getting better, guys. This has been...
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.